Thank you for holding, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the iPros Community Forum conference call. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end of today's call, and instructions will be given at that time. Today's conference is being recorded. I thank you for your attention. I now turn the call over to your host, Ms. Marguerite Schaefer. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, everyone, and I want to thank you for joining us for our statewide collaborative conference call series. This is the fifth call in the series. All the information covered on previous calls is on the new community server, Jenny, the Joint Efforts New York. We're going to talk about that today. I just wanted to update every one of you, if you have not listened to previous calls, that we decided on this conference call approach to give hospitals throughout the state and who are not able to travel to meetings a chance to participate in a collaborative, which is shared. It's a shared learning experience. We've had some very good success with previous collaboratives, and we wanted to open up the opportunity to a wider audience. Today we're going to give you an in-depth overview of Jenny, its capability, how to use it, the various functions that it possesses, and to answer any and all questions and to give you the names of support persons in case you have any difficulties in the future. I'm going to turn you over to Jazz Michael King, the Senior Manager for Online Services and the webmaster for Jenny. He's going to share some information with you, and then we'll be turning you over to Zainab Samir. So, Jazz?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, good morning. Thank you for joining the call. I am Jazz King, the webmaster for Jenny. I would very much like to thank you for logging in if you've done so, and if you haven't, I would exhort you to, if you're near the internet, log on to jeny.ipro.org. Jenny and the companion website are an outgrowth of iPro's quality improvement community that we've been building in many ways for many years and have branched out electronically in the past 18 months or so. And this Jenny site in particular is an outgrowth of our Kix server that we launched a year ago. Some of you may have used that. This particular site, the Jenny Online, is a much more open and friendly website that we're hoping all the collaborative efforts that are happening both here at iPro and maybe within your facilities can find a way to use the Jenny site to aid that collaboration and to sustain it over time. It has very many excellent features that surpass anything we've done before. It crosses topics and settings. It's very easy to use. It's very easy to register for. And we have a lot of support at this end for it, which I should add that as users of the Jenny site, you have access to practically unlimited technical support using it for your activities. Myself, Brian Karkowski, and Ramandeep Thakur, who are all listed in on the first page of the site, are available for technical support. And if you need specific technical support one-on-one, you can call the Jenny support line. It's 516-326-7767. The extension is 456. And we'll have someone walk you through registering or doing whatever it is that you're trying to do that you need help with. And we do support you both online, messaging, and telephone. The tool is a very open framework for collaboration, and obviously participants on this call are part of the statewide hospital collaborative, which has its own structure and its own goals, so we support that. There are other areas on the site. We can also create ad hoc private areas for specific activities you're doing. We have private areas for uploading of data. And any questions you have, you can pose technical questions to any of the moderators you see online. You can always pose questions to your QI facilitators here at iPro regarding usage, what things you can do. And generally, the point of the Jenny, outside of this particular collaborative, is really to find a way to pull together or to put in the same virtual room all the great people who are doing wonderful, great things out there at all the facilities and all across the state, and some people even out of the state, that are constantly creating best practices, tips and tricks, these great little nuggets of information and wisdom that are built either through collaborative functions such as this collaborative, or through your general day-to-day work, or through research, or through experience. And we truly hope that you can find a way using this tool to share that wisdom you have. And there's so much value in your experiences as part of this collaborative, things that you learn, things that you experience because of things that you learn from other people on the collaborative. We really, really want to hear from you. We want to know if the tool is working for you, if we can change it in any way, if you think it would be more useful if it did certain other things or features, anything and everything. We're really hoping that we can even further strengthen the community of quality improvement professionals that are out there in the state doing amazing work. And we really want to spread that knowledge and wisdom to as many people as far and wide as we can. And we hope that both this collaborative and the Jenny website are tools that will help you do that. So I really thank you for using it and your interest in the tool and participation in the collaborative. I hope I've kept my voice up. I have a bit of a cold. And if you have any questions, you can hit Jazz or Brian or Romy on the Jenny website. You have email, you have private messaging, and you'll be able to call us with any questions. And with that, I'll turn it back to Ms. Schaefer, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now going to introduce Zeynep Samir. She's an experienced health communications expert with formal graduate training in health communications. She is a project manager for operations within our department, the Healthcare Quality Improvement Department, and has been very involved in the work that we're doing on the Jenny website. And she's going to talk to you a few minutes about some useful strategies.
Thanks. Thanks for being on the call, everybody. I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk about how we are going to be using Jenny for the statewide collaborative. As Jazz mentioned, the Jenny Community Forum is open to everyone in the that does quality improvement work statewide as well as nationwide. But we are using it as a communication tool for our collaborative as well. So what I'll do is I'll talk a little bit about how Jenny fits into our collaborative goals and about review how it was developed and adopted by this collaborative, or why it was adopted by this collaborative. Then I'll take you through some of the forms, or all of the forms on Jenny that specifically pertain to the collaborative, so you can find all the information that you need to participate in the collaborative. And then I'll turn it over to Scott Crespi, who is another project manager here on our hospital team at iPro. And he'll be showing you some of the features of Jenny and how to use them. He'll specifically talk to you about how to post and view other people's messages on Jenny. So Jazz mentioned that we have, and many of you maybe have used KICS, the Quality Improvement Community Server, in the past. This was the first tool, web-based tool, that we used to support our collaborative projects. It was a private website, and there were some challenges. It's a really strong and powerful tool, but there were some barriers to collaborative participants using this. Taking the feedback that we got from all of you who have used KICS, we developed Jenny to make it more open and easier to use, and we really think that it's a lot better in that it's more inclusive. Yet it still has the portions of it that can be private for things like posting senior leader reports and run chart data. So I just want to take you through some of the forums and threads on Jenny that we will be posting information for collaborative participants on, and that we encourage you to post on your questions and your collaborative resources that pertain to our collaborative on. But having said that, I also really would like to encourage you to use all of the sites to share your tools, your experiences, your questions, your successes with people from other provider settings and communities of practice and other states. The first section is, and I think a lot of you have been in this forum on Jenny already. It's the conference call forum, and in there we have been posting information on our collaborative conference calls as well as other conference calls that IPRA hosts. You'll see upcoming calls. Actually, you'll see all the calls that we have scheduled for the year, a brief description, and the speakers that we have planned for it. This is also the part of Jenny where we'll be posting the presentation slides, any handouts, and the evaluation forms for each call. So it's got high traffic, and we encourage you to visit that. Also in the conference call section, there's a thread, and actually Scott Crespi will go over all of the terminology for Jenny. There's a thread in the conference call forum called Conference Call Archives, and this is a thread in which we've been posting audio recordings of past conference calls, if you missed it or if you would like to review some of the information we've covered, as well as the presentation slides and handouts for that call. Again, this section will have conference call recordings from calls that may not be part of the statewide collaborative. So I encourage you, if you did make it to all of our conference calls, to still go on into this thread to see if any other topics interest you. The next section of Jenny that we are using for the collaborative is the quality improvement section. It's under the conference call forum, and in there we have a thread entitled the New York Statewide Hospital Collaborative. This is where we'll be posting any specific information, forms. Right now there's a pre-activities worksheet that we've all asked you to complete at the beginning of the collaborative that's up there. If you haven't done so and you feel ready to at this point, that's the place to go to download it and submit it to us. In addition to that, there's a thread in there that Scott will cover in detail. We posted a poll for all of you to complete or to vote on regarding your level of participation in the collaborative. The next section, and a rather large section of the Jenny forum, is devoted to different clinical topics, and we'll be using these to post resources on specific topics for you to share with you, and we again encourage you to also do the same. We have a forum for the cardiac topics, AMI and CHF. We have an infectious disease forum, which includes our pneumonia topic for the collaborative and our surgical infection prevention topic for the collaborative. Each of these forums, has a thread within it that's a password-protected thread in which you can post your monthly senior leader reports and run charts. And again, Scott will cover this. If you will be submitting your senior leader reports or run charts on a monthly basis to us, or if you are a hospital in New York State, we would like for you to call any of the contact people that are also up on Jenny to obtain a password to access these private rooms where the senior leader reports and run chart data will be. So I'm going to turn it over to Scott Crespi at this time to talk to you about specific features of Jenny and to go through the step-by-step process of registering, logging on, posting, and viewing threads.
Okay, thank you, Zeynep, and good morning, everybody. Just want to remind folks that if you have any difficulties with in the tour that we're going to have today, feel free to call the technical support line at 516-326-7767, extension 456. And at this point, hopefully most of you are at your internet browser, either Microsoft Explorer or Netscape Navigator. And what we're going to do today is we're going to help folks register, have a brief tour, post to a discussion board, and then complete a poll, as Zeynep mentioned earlier. Now, some of you may have registered. We'll probably be taking about 3 to 4 minutes to register folks that have not yet registered. But if you have registered, you may want to stick around and sort of maybe take some notes, because we encourage everyone on your hospital team to register, and you might be the sort of pivotal person that helps other people register. So in the address window at the top of your internet browser, type in, if you have not yet done so, jenny.ipro.org, which is jeny.ipro.org, and then hit enter. You don't use www, so if you haven't been able to get onto Jenny because you've been using www, try to leave that out, and that should help. Registering is a two-step process, a registration and an activation phase. We're going to start with the registration phase. In the area that says Welcome to Jenny, there's at the sort of the top of your Jenny homepage, there's a message that starts with, if this is your first visit, and then it goes on to say, you may have to register, with the word register underlined, before you can post. Click on the register word, that link, above to proceed. Okay. That should bring you to a screen which covers the Jenny forum rules. And essentially what this is, it instructs people not to use obscenities and things like that on the discussion board. If you agree not to use obscenities, point and click to the box, and a check mark will appear. And before this, and then there's a sentence there that says you've read and agreed to abide by the Jenny rules, and then click on the register button. This will bring you to the register at Jenny page. Now, we ask that you fill in the user name, and we encourage people to use their first name, a space, and then their last name, and consider using a capital letter for the first letter of both your first and last names. Then you'll type in a password, password of your choice, and it is case sensitive, so you may want to write down the password that you select and then retype it again. Lots of people use a password that they frequently use so that it's easy to remember. Okay. And then you'll type in your email address and then retype it. Now, if possible, select an email address for an account that you'll have immediate access to, because in just a moment, in order to activate your registration, you'll have to click on to that an email message that you'll be receiving. Now, type in your organization name. You'll see another line. I'll kind of slow down as I talk now because I know people, it takes a minute or two for people to type this information in. So as you're typing, I'll mention that there's a referrer line, a person who refers you to the site. You can leave that blank. And pretty much everything else on the page is already preset, and if you're in the Eastern time zone, which you know everyone in New York is at least, that's the default. And also there's a default that if you want to receive emails from peers and administrators, so you'd leave that as it is if you'd like us to be able to communicate with you. And when you finish filling in those fields, you would click on complete registration. There's a button. And if you left something important blank, you'll get a message that asks you to complete those sections. So you may have to redo that slightly. Now, after you hit that button to complete registration, a page will appear that says, thank you for registering. An email has been dispatched to your email address with details on how to activate your account. It says, and at that point, what we'd like you to do is, if you know how to minimize your screen or otherwise find a way to access your internet account, because usually within about 10 to 30 seconds, people receive the an email message, and at this point, you've already completed the first part of the registration process. Now it's time for the activation step. Now, some of you already have been receiving the gotten the email message, depending on the speed of your server, and you must, I'm sort of dragging my feet a little to make sure everyone with a slower server has a chance to get theirs, but you must click on, there's a web address in the message to activate the registration. It's a necessary step in order for you to be able to post on the Jenny website. Now, pretty soon you'll all be receiving an email that says, dear, and it'll have your username, thank you for registering for the Jenny forums. Before we can activate your account, one last step must be taken to complete your registration. Please note, you must complete this last step to be a registered member, and you will only need to do it one time. And then you'll see, to complete your registration, click on the link below. Now, that's the link you use unless you're an AOL user, and then there's another link listed there as well. Now, once you click that link, you'll be brought back to the Jenny website with a message that says, thank you, and your username, your registration is now complete. And then you'll be given four different options of things that you could do. Now, we're not going into the edit profile right now. That's something we highly encourage you to do, and so you can let folks know a little bit more about you, and it makes such a difference when it's personalized. But what we're going to actually select is the last option, and it starts with the sentence, alternatively, you can simply go back to the forums and start posting in threads. And you'll notice the word forums is highlighted, so you'll want to click on the word forum. And for everyone that's been able to do that, you've now successfully registered on Jenny, and you should be brought back to the Jenny home page. If you had any trouble, remember you could always call technical support at this point. Now, just to make sure that everyone's on the same sheet of music and in the same place before we start the tour, you'll notice on the top of the web page, under the large iPro logo, you'll find a tiny blue folder with the highlighted name Jenny next to it. I'm going to send you back here many times today, so that's why I'm really highlighting it. This is an excellent way to always get back to the home page. There are a number of ways to do this, but this is one I like and I hope we could use today. So now point and click on the word Jenny that's next to that tiny blue folder, and we should all be at the main page. Now, I'm going to give you a quick overview of the site. And you'll notice that there are three major sections: main conference hall, breakout rooms, and the cafe area. And Zeynep mentioned many of the important things in the main conference hall and breakout rooms. The main conference hall area has general information for individuals interested in participating in the statewide centers for Medicare and Medicaid topic collaborative, and also other information as well. Before we look into the conference calls and quality improvement areas, let me just point out that there's a technical assistance discussion in this area where you could find answers to many common questions. This is where we're going to be practicing posting a poll at a later point in the call. Now, let's point to and click on the highlighted words conference calls in the main conference hall area. When you do this, you'll be brought to a listing of all the conference calls for this and some of the other initiatives. If you notice, right below the word announcement, which is in bold black font, you'll see a discussion thread for today's call, October 6-IPROSJenny. When you enter this area, please enter it now by clicking on it, you'll notice that the call-in information and speakers' names are listed here. Conference call handout can also be found attached to documents in this area as well. There are no handouts for today's call as it's a walkthrough. Now, there is one form which we'll mention again. It's the evaluation for today's call. And what we hope at the end of today's call, you'll take a few minutes and complete it and send it back to us so that we could get some feedback about how we could continue to improve what we do. So now let's scroll up to the top of the page and under that large iPro logo, let's go to that tiny blue folder with the name Jenny and point and select the word Jenny, and you should be brought back again to the Jenny home page. And we'll be returning to the quality improvement area later in the call. Another really interesting area on this web page is at now the bottom of the page in the cafe section. You'll notice the lunchroom is located in this area. Here you'll find a little bit more informal setting where you can discuss general issues related to quality improvement with your peers in a relaxed and informal way. There's also a job position for webmaster listed if anybody knows of an excellent webmaster. Now, let's take a look at the breakout room section, which is in between the main conference halls and the cafe sections. This area has CMS topic and setting specific information. The three folders that hospital staff are likely to be most interested in are the cardiac, infectious disease, and smoking cessation discussion threads. The cardiac thread has information about acute myocardial infarction and chronic heart failure topics. The infectious disease thread has pneumonia and surgical infection prevention topics. And the smoking cessation thread is a thread which is very near and dear to my heart, is an indicator that runs across the AMI, CHF, and pneumonia topics. These topic areas have similar features, a large public area, and also a password-protected run charts and senior leader report area that Zeynep mentioned earlier. For example, if you point to and select the infectious disease area, and enter that area, you'll see several topics. Notice the pneumonia topic, which is listed third down. This pneumonia area, as with the other topic areas, has a lot of excellent topic-specific information. Directly below the pneumonia area, and the same is true for the other topic areas, is a private area called Run Charts and Senior Leader Reports. If you try to enter the Run Charts and Senior Leader Report area, you'll notice that it requires a password to enter. Once your hospital submits the pre-activities worksheet, you will receive an email message that contains a password that you could use to enter this area. If you have not yet submitted your pre-activities worksheet, it's not too late, and I'll show you where it's located in a few minutes. Okay, let's all head back to the Jenny main page, and you should know how to do that by now by clicking on the name Jenny next to the tiny blue folder, or by using your browser back button. Now we're going to practice posting a message. Now, I just want to mention that posting a message is exactly the same process anywhere on Jenny, and we're going to take you to a thread now that's called Information Booth and Help Desk. That's the first discussion thread located in the main conference hall. And you'll find and enter the discussion named Just Saying Hi, which is right below the word announcement in bold black font. So once you find Just Saying Hi, and you click on that, you'll want to scroll down until you get to the last, below the last message, you'll find a Post reply button, and it's on the left-hand side of your screen after the last message. Press and click the post reply button, and you'll notice that there, once you get into the next area, that there are two major areas on this page, a reply to thread area, and if you scroll down in the next section, additional options. The reply to thread area looks a lot like your standard email message. The title area is a lot like the subject line that you're used to using. The message area is the same as the text area in your email message. I'd like everyone who's logged on now to type in something. You could just say hi or type in the number of people in the room with you or the name of your hospital or type in anything else you'd like. And after you do that, and before you press the submit reply button, I would like you to scroll down. Now, I'll give you a second to finish typing in your thought. I'm going to show you the additional options section, which is the important area that's used for attaching documents. So hopefully you're done typing in now, and as you scroll down and look into the additional options section, you'll notice an area that's named Attach Files. If you press the button, Manage Attachment, you'll notice that this looks very similar to how you attach documents when you're emailing a message. A major improvement in Jenny is that you can now upload up to 3 files at once instead of having to do it separately. After pointing and clicking onto the Browse button for each of the files that you want to attach, you press Upload, the Upload button, and you'll notice that your computer will attach the document. And then you would select Close This Window. So right now, if you've followed me along, you'll close this window. And now we're ready to locate that Submit Reply button and click on it. And if you were able to submit the post, you've now successfully posted a message on the discussion board. And people are, we're starting to see the posts come up as we speak, and we'll get a tally of them in just a minute or two. Now, the last thing we're going to do today is fill out a brief poll. Okay, let's all head back to the Jenny main page by clicking on the name Jenny next to the tiny blue folder or by using your browser back button. And we'll be entering, this time, the quality improvement discussion thread in the main conference hall area. This area has many excellent resources for those interested in conducting quality improvement activities. Before we ask you to complete the poll, I'd like you to enter the discussion thread called NY Statewide Hospital Collaborative. And once you click on the NY Statewide Hospital Collaborative, scroll down until you find the pre-work activities worksheet message. Again, if you haven't completed the pre-work activities worksheet, it's not too late to do it. You may want to consider immediately after the call, take a few minutes and complete as much of it as you can and then submit it. There's fax back instructions are included on the post, and then shortly after you send it to us, we'll send you out a password so that you could view senior leader reports and run charts and also post them if that's what you're interested in doing. Now let's go back one level by either pointing to and clicking on the word quality improvement, which is to the right of the tiny blue folder with the word Jenny, so the word quality improvement, or by using your browser back button one time. Now let's enter the discussion thread called Hospital Participation Poll. We're interested in learning a little bit more about your facility's current level of involvement in quality improvement activities. We know some hospitals are thinking about doing their initial quality improvement activity. Some aren't quite ready to get involved yet, and many others are very experienced and are sort of interested in basically expanding what they're doing or taking on new projects. Take a moment, please, look at the statements that are associated with each choice, and please select a statement which best reflects your hospital's current level of quality improvement activities. And you would be able to do that by pointing to and clicking in the circle next to the statement, and then point and click on the Vote Now button. Now, if you're not logged on, and if you're not registered, you'll only be able to see results of the poll. If you are registered and logged on, you'll be able to participate. If you're registered but not logged on, you won't be able to participate. You could please, if you're not able to do it now, come back later on today and share your opinion. I want to thank you very much for following along with today's tour. Do we know how many people posted?
We have 7 people who have voted.
Okay.
We have
7 people have voted, and numerous posts. We're still catching up on the poll votes. So at this point, I want to let people know that we have an upcoming conference call, which is our next one, which describes how to complete senior leader reports and run charts. Dr. Charles Stimler will be hosting that call, and the information about that call is in the conference calls area. Please go there, and we hope you all could attend it. And also, again, please remember to take a moment and complete the pre-work activities worksheet and also the evaluation form for today's call.
I would like to, this is Marguerite Schaefer again. I'd like to take this opportunity to open the poll up for any questions. Now, you may not at this point in time have any questions concerning Jenny, but if any of you have been following along on the previous conference calls, or if you're doing any collaborative work and you have any particular questions that you'd like to raise at this point in time, please feel free to do so. So I'd ask the operator to open it up to questions.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press a 1 followed by a 4 on your touch tone phone. If for any reason you wish to retract your question, please press a 1 followed by a 3. All questions will be taken in the order in which they are received, and you will be placed back into the call after your question. Once again, for any questions or comments, please press a 1 followed by a 4 on your touch tone phone at this time. And Ms. Schaefer, I'm showing no responses.
Okay. Dana, do you have any other comments that you'd like to make?
No, just that if you have any questions or if you in playing around with Jenny, run into some problems or have questions about posting, please feel free to call any of us, your facilitators or your contact people for the clinical topics, Scott Crespi or myself, or any of the technical support people that Jazz King mentioned, and we'd be happy to help you. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening. And please take just a moment and fill out the evaluations. We really do appreciate your feedback. Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you. This now concludes today's iPros Community Forum conference call. Thank you for your participation.